Get Abstract keeps you updated with summaries of the best business books published worldwide, books you absolutely need to know in a convenient, smart format.
Can your organization survive the unexpected? The RAND Corporation's organizational strategy advice is based on more than 50 years of research. In his book, The Four Pillars of High Performance, published by McGraw-Hill, Paul C. Light draws from RAND studies to explain the need for organizations to confront unavoidable change with alertness, agility, adaptability, and alignment. You can apply each of these solid lessons to your organization's structure and planning, although some of Light's points are already common wisdom. Political instability, labor force fluctuations, and the potential for terrorism or economic unrest affect some industries more than others, but every organization is susceptible to unanticipated developments. If you want to learn how to expect the unexpected, Get Abstract recommends this in-depth, research-based report.
Hundreds of organizational studies conducted by the independent RAND Corporation provide significant insight into how to develop a robust organization. Its researchers think about the unexpected and then figure out how to turn it into sustainable reality. RAND participants have no stake in any particular scenario's outcome. Therefore, they consider every possibility equally and offer objective findings. Many RAND Corporation studies focus on U.S. military readiness and performance. However, their lessons also pertain to companies that need to develop business plans and internal structures that can withstand time and the element of surprise. Comparisons to war, conflict, national policy, international politics, preparedness, maneuvers, challenges, and analyses reveal insights that also apply to creating strong organizations.
Now, what are the four pillars of high performance? Robust organizations are built on four pillars: alertness, agility, adaptability, and alignment. These pillars help leaders create and develop high-performing organizations and prepare them for the unexpected. Organizations need to be ready to deal with surprises as they come, capitalizing on opportunities, minimizing damages, and pushing forward to achieve sustaining results. How can you plan for the unknown? RAND research suggests that organizations must brainstorm many possible futures, including those most likely to occur, least likely to occur, and truly far-fetched. Then, you should develop multiple plans in response to each scenario. You can never plan or consider too many different scenarios because surprise can come from any direction. The one thing that probably will happen is the event you didn't expect or dismissed as impossible. Rapidly advancing technology, threats of terrorism, an uncertain economy, increased globalization, organizational restructuring, a changing workforce, and other continually shifting factors characterize today's turbulent world. To be ready, robust organizations use the four pillars of high performance. Let's take a look at them one by one.
Pillar 1. Alertness. Robust organizations are alert to change. They recognize that the world is uncertain and that they may be required to change in response to emerging developments, future events, or new conditions. They prepare for uncertainty by continually monitoring their organization's condition, the potential risk associated with expected and unexpected changes, and the assumptions upon which they've built their organization. They imagine all kinds of possible futures and create contingency plans. By considering every possibility, they prepare to remain viable despite surprises. To maintain alertness, define performance specifically. Measure it with quantitative and qualitative measures. Communicate the results and prepare to respond accordingly. Since the factors that you measure will be the ones that get attention, be sure to measure the right things. Build in checks and balances to deter or detect fraud or manipulation.
Pillar 2. Agility. Robust organizations are agile. They adapt quickly to changes as they occur, whether that means seeing and capitalizing on opportunities or minimizing the effects of catastrophe. To facilitate agility, delegate authority to those who must respond quickly to changing conditions. Invite input from every level. Foster open communication. Build a sense of teamwork. And cultivate a shared focus around a common mission or vision.
Pillar 3. Adaptability. Robust organizations are adaptable. They are prepared to change when it becomes advantageous, so they quickly commit to a new plan when it is in their best interest. To maintain adaptability, stay attuned to your customers. Know what they want, their level of satisfaction, and what new opportunities they offer. Explore innovative ideas, products, and services. Develop new methods. Improve continually. Recognize and reward strong performers. Watch for breakthroughs and capitalize on them. Allocate resources to developing responses to possible futures, a fundamental part of doing business today.
Pillar 4. Alignment. Robust organizations are aligned with their missions. Everyone in your organization should know its purpose and commit to realizing it. Organizational alignment requires communication. Upper management must communicate goals, market conditions and changes, current performance measures, budget concerns, challenges, problems, and other pertinent information. Alignment includes a commitment to train people properly, to give them the ability to do their jobs without undue restraint, to delegate the authority to solve problems, and to get input from the front line to improve processes. High performance is contingent on having an achievable mission. If people are expected to deliver miracles or to work toward absolutely unachievable goals, they will not try as hard as they will if they are given a workable goal that might require a stretch, but is actually achievable.
Organizations and their leaders often see what they want to see. They start with a mission and work to achieve it. Yet circumstances shift and missions can become obsolete, impractical, or undesirable. Focus on the current reality as it is, whether you like it or not. This means looking at future possibilities and capitalizing on opportunities. Minimize your vulnerability to surprises. Examine and confront your assumptions about the present and the future. To respond, adjust your assumptions as necessary. Focus on what is, even if it is not what you want the situation to be. Organizations become most vulnerable when they are
ignorant.
They believe what they want to believe rather than facing hard reality.
Inflexible.
They stubbornly continue on their present course without regard to the fact that it is no longer effective.
Indifferent.
They don't seem to care that they are becoming obsolete or focusing on the wrong things.
Or inconsistent.
They aren't focused. People are not committed to the same outcomes. Robust organizations recognize that change is inevitable and should be embraced when advantageous. Such organizations are prepared to change when circumstances change, whether it requires a slight organizational tweaking to become more competitive or a complete overhaul to stay viable. Implementing such change requires supportive leaders, a motivated and engaged workforce, continuous communication among all parties, perseverance, determination, and hard work. Today, organizations are changing quickly in response to a rapidly changing world. This constant evolution causes uncertainty and presents huge challenges. Perhaps the problem is too much change. Weigh the cost of a change and its probable success or failure before trying to implement it. For sustainability, achieve slow, steady growth rather than rocking the boat dramatically and possibly capsizing it in the process.
What makes high-performing organizations different? To create a strong organization, examine the differences between high-performing and low-performing organizations. For example, high-performing organizations collect and analyze data and share it with all relevant parties. They communicate well and work together. Low-performing organizations, on the other hand, don't have the data they need. They are often ignorant of what is really going on. Also, high-performing organizations delegate authority, they encourage participation, and they collaborate with a mutual focus on the organization's mission, whereas low-performing organizations often lack adequate communication and collaboration. Everything a high-performing organization does revolves around its specific purpose or mission. If you want to build one, don't get deterred from its primary purpose or set it up to fail by developing unrealistic missions.
Thank you for listening to Get Abstract Book Summaries. To learn more about this topic, simply enter the keywords organizational development on getabstract.com.